Just to put things in context, I'm just giving this example. So he came and he mentioned that I had a dream that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me that I was teaching this institute. So very beautifully that Akabir, that elder, he mentioned to him, he said to him that the day in Shah, he praised him first, Mubarak to you, very good dream you had. But the day that we see in our dream, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam telling us to employ you, that is the day we will employ you. So in other words, putting everything in context, not denying that this person may have seen Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in dream, but at the same time, every person can't use this now as a hujjat, as a proof. This doesn't become a proof in Sharia. Therefore, it's very important to understand things in the true context. Anyway, coming back, this hadith has quite a bit of explanation. Ibn Battal, rahmatullah alayhi, he explains that man ra'ani fil manami, a person who sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream, fasayarani fil yaqadati, soon he will see him in an awakened state. What it means is a person will receive confirmation of the validity of his dream in his awakened state. That is the explanation he has given. Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that what this means is that this person will have a very special meeting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after he passes away. Allah Pak will make it such that this person will have a very special meeting. It is a sign that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make shafarish. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah, the fact that he had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what is the meaning. Then other ulama have explained that when a person sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, and if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is happy, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in his normal state, this is a sign that Allah Pak will give this person tawfiq to practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if a person sees Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a dream in an unusual state, in a state that is not normal, in a state that is not explained about him as far as his huliyah and as far as his description is concerned in the hadith, then it's not his fault, wa na'udhu billah, it is not a fault of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this person is seeing him like this. It's actually a reflection of this person's deficiency in deen, his weakness in deen, that he is seeing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam like this in a dream. As far as seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, when can a person accept that this indeed is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he has seen in a dream? Here also, there are few views. Shaykh Abdul Aziz Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, he has mentioned that when a person sees Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a dream and he has yakin in the dream that this is indeed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he has seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam irrespective of what hulya, what appearance Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taken in the dream. Shaykh Rafiuddin rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that only the hulya, a person sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the description of the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is tying up with what appearance we have been told of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in the hadith, that this is his looks, this is his texture, this is his color, this was his way, this was his mannerisms, this was his hair, etc. When it's tying up with that, then only we can accept that this person has seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there is a third view, and that is the view of Shah Ishaq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. His view is that when a person sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the appearance of the pious people of the time that he's living in other words, in our time, the appearance of the pious people, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has got that type of appearance, then it can be taken as though this person has seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here again we see that when it comes to hadith, there's so much of explanation. A person just reads this hadith face value. How is he going to understand this? By just looking at one hadith or downloading it from the Google. So therefore it is very important that hadith also we understand it in context and we try and take it from those ulama that have got it from other ulama so that we get these necessary explanation. The last part of this hadith, لا يتمثل الشيطان بي, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that shaitan does not take my form. Shaitan cannot take my form. Here again, this is the mu'jiza and the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his lifetime, Allah Pak had saved him. Allah Pak had protected him from the interference of shaitan, from the harm of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved his time. Shaitan is the highest as far as evil is concerned. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the highest as far as goodness is concerned. So this highest as far as evil cannot take the appearance of the highest of goodness. So in the lifetime also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saved from the interference of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even after the death and the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is saving him from the effects of shaitan. Shaitan cannot even take the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a person's dream also. What a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are some of the explanations of this hadith, and also ulama mentioned that it doesn't mean that a person hasn't seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. It means that he's a bad person, or this person is not a pious person. It doesn't necessarily mean that. Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to show, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows. The main thing is we have to see is what level of sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam we got in our life. Really, that is the yardstick. It's not about dreams and how many dreams we have, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we've got in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.